With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jim Ross joins us on the show. AEW All Elite Wrestling. Follow him on Twitter at JRS Barbecue, Junior's Barbecue. Just want to make sure everybody gets it right. And he is the host of Grilling JR with Conrad Thompson. You can listen to that every Thursday when it drops. Jim, JR, thanks for joining us, my friend.
My pleasure, guys. It's always great to be with you.
First off, how you feeling? I listened to the first part of the podcast from last Thursday when you were going to go over Royal Rumble 2020 or 2002. I didn't listen to the watch-along part because I was nowhere near a TV. But, of course, you were talking a little bit about your health. I think you sound great. You sound wonderful. But how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm getting better. Thanks for asking. And it's just been a long, grueling process with this skin cancer thing. But I'm doing better. I'm feeling better. And radiation is no fun. I had 22 treatments in December, and I finished my last treatment and went home and showered and went to work. So I didn't take any time off, but it's the best for me is to be working. Idle hands are the devil's workshop.
Definitely stealing that one. Jim Ross joined us on the hotline. So I wanted to ask you, because we've got so much that we can certainly go over with you, but I had to ask because I want to know what someone like you had to think of the big college shakeups that transpired, and specifically what happened with Lincoln Riley. What were you thinking when all that went down?
Now, who's this Lincoln Riley guy you're talking about?
Yes. Yes.
Is he dead to you just like that?
When people say things are not about money, it's generally, fellas, all about the money. And I think that's what Riley's deal is. I think he's angling for a NFL job, and he getting in L.A. in a big market and all that stuff may, in his mind's eye, help him. I don't know. Hell, I don't know it. It just showed he didn't have the character that we all thought that he did. And but we got a hell of a replacement in Brent Venables, and I think Oklahoma's going to be all right. The quarterback situation is not going to be the issue.
That's just amazing about the Lincoln Riley thing. Like you say, he doesn't have the character. Did he say he was staying? Because, I mean, I was watching that Oklahoma State game, and, like, they were trolling, playing, calling Baton Rouge. And I know Garth Brooks is from Stillwater, whatever. But, I mean, that was the argument. And then all of a sudden the next day, I mean, total left turn. He just heads on out to L.A., and now he's at USC.
Yeah, it was disappointing. We thought he had better character than that. It's not the fact that he left Oklahoma. It's not the issue. It's just how he did it, the timing that he did it, and then robbing the recruiting cradle and taking a lot of these players with him. So it's just a different breed of sports these days, fellas. You guys all know. Baseball doo-dooed the bed. They had a stupid Hall of Fame that made no sense. I am all in favor of David Ortiz being in the Hall of Fame, but you tell me that Clemens and Bonds don't deserve by their record, they don't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't get that. I just really don't get that. And I don't know who's the gatekeepers and what made them the gatekeepers. So that's kind of the way I look at it. It's just sports is changing. Riley will do good at the Southern Cal, and we're not going to miss a beat.
Jim Ross joining us and bringing the heat this morning here on 92.3 The Fan from the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. AEW Dynamite and Rampage is tonight, 7 p.m. at the Wohlstein Center at CSU. We'll talk to you a little bit about AEW coming up here in a moment. Tell us about Baker Mayfield and how he can pull the nose up on this thing, JR, because, you know, I've been looking at this from a different angle where it's like, hey, he's still the most realistic guy to come back in 2022 to be the starter. It hasn't gone the way he's wanted it. What can you tell us?
Well, he's got to get healthy, number one. I think that's pretty obvious. I just don't believe that Baker Mayfield is singularly the issue with Cleveland Browns. And, yes, I'm very biased. Baker's a friend of mine. I've known him since he walked on at OU. I just think he's a leader. I think he could tone down his act a little bit from time to time. But he's a player, and I just believe in him, and I hope that the fans in Cleveland just don't give up, because he's got a lot more to give, and I think that we'll see that this season. I'm just, again, get healthy, tone your act down, focus more on the field, and, you know, I'm a Baker Mayfield believer, and people are going to say, well, of course he is. He's one of those damn Sooners. Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. I am biased.
Yeah.
So, in any event, I think Baker's still your quarterback. I think he's still going to do a hell of a job, and he's just a competitive son of a – and I'm just not going to stop believing in Baker.
Jim Ross with us on the hotline. So you talk to a lot of Oklahoma fans, and we have one. It's actually in studio here. Owen is a diehard Oklahoma fan. I'm just wondering if the Sooner fans, because they started listening to us, streaming our show, they started picking up the Browns radio network in Oklahoma. Are they blaming the Browns for what's happened to Baker? Are they talking about that the Browns mishandled this situation, or do they think that Baker just needs to take a huge step forward?
I think it's, nobody's mad at the Browns, and I can tell you that in Oklahoma, and I have a home in Jacksonville Beach, so I get left out of this equation, but in Oklahoma, the Cleveland Browns are on every Sunday. Baker's still a hero there, and we still believe in him. So, yeah, you guys will see. He'll come back around, and you got a good coach. There's a lot of talent on that team. Your quarterback's just got to get healthy. And so, as we all know, and as we've seen, and we'll see again this weekend, the QB is it. That's the whole bottom line, as Stone Cold would say. And so I'm a big believer that of good things happen to good people, and I happen to believe that Baker Mayfield is a good person and a hell of a player.
So Jim Ross is not in favor of the Browns going with Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, or Jimmy Garoppolo, which have been the names bandied about.
No, I'm not. I think Baker's a better quarterback than those dudes. Not that there's anything wrong with them, but I think Baker's the guy. And so, again, I have a hard time overcoming my bias, but I've just seen him in these pressure situations. You guys have seen him have some great games. But I think his injury and his bad shoulder and being beat up all the time had a profound effect on how he played and the decisions that he made on the field.
Jim Ross joining us here on the show. I got one more Oklahoma question. We'll move on to some other things. How do you feel about the move coming up soon about going to the SEC?
I'm for it. It's just a matter of growth. Again, as I alluded to, the games are changing. Baseball changing. The coaching scenario is changing. So I'm excited about the future, and I'm a Browns fan now, you know, because of Baker. So I'm a full believer that he's your guy. I really believe that, fellas.
All right. Well, now let's get to some AEW, and I did want to ask you if one of the great Urban Meyer moments in Jacksonville was appearing on AEW, which he did.
It was probably the highlight of his entire tenure with the Jaguars.
It really was. In fact, can you imagine, Jim, now that those allegations are out on Urban Meyer and how he dealt with the staff, they could make him such a great manager now in AEW. I think it would be a perfect fit. And I think he's looking for something to do over the next year. So let's somehow find a way, because he has a relationship with the Cons. Now, maybe that's damaged to some extent over the last year. But come on, what a great match that would be.
I don't think he would be willing to take any bumps. Urban is willing to put his body at risk. Urban likes a lot of Urban. And he was the most unpopular guy in Jacksonville. It was sad, He never connected with the team. And I hope that the next coach they hire, which I'm thinking it might be Byron Leftwich, that'd be my choice at this point in time, will be the next guy there. The cupboards are not totally bare in Jacksonville as far as players are concerned. They have the number one pick in the draft again. And so I'm hoping the Jacksonville Jaguars make a decision on a coach and they do it quickly.
JR, what have you thought about the growth of AEW here over the last couple of years? I mean, last time we had you in studio, like even off air, I gave a couple of different thoughts. Just as a fan, my opinion, obviously, you're the guy who knows everything. What have you thought about just how much it's grown here? Because they got a couple of shows now on TNT, got the YouTube thing going on. It's really started to take off here.
Well, I'm kind of pleasantly surprised that we've grown as fast as we have. We have a very athletic, diverse roster. In other words, if it was a football term, we could beat you in a lot of ways. We got fighters, we got high flyers and all this stuff. We got a lot of young kids that are living their dream right now on national television. And for our brand, that we're on TBS now, for our brand, you know, we're growing and, you know, we've been the number one show on cable several times. And not just a wrestling show on cable, but any show on cable. So the growth is exponential and it's refreshing. It gives the fan an alternative. You know, we'll have probably 7,000 fans, maybe more tonight for our show. And tickets are still available at AEWTIX.com. So if the fans who come tonight will see a very high-energy show with some real quality matches on it that are diverse. They're all going to be a little bit different, tell their own stories. So it's going to be a real fun night with some high-quality, athletically-oriented matches.
You know, Jim, I'm 40 years old, so I grew up watching, obviously, the WCW during its infancy and WWE and some of the WWF back then and some of the early WrestleManias, and would go get the VHSs and watch the ones that were there before I was paying attention. And that's what really, really just was so fun to watch for me. It made me passionate about wrestling as a youngster. How is wrestling today in appealing to young fans and getting the young fans into wrestling with so many other choices now, with so many kids on Twitch and streaming and all the different things that are available to them? What is pro wrestling doing? What do they need to do?
Well, we got to continue to cultivate and develop more stars and build this brand with these young guys. And, you know, we have some of the highest quality wrestlers in the world on our team, which I think is really cool. You know, Daniel Bryan Bryan Danielson, whatever. I screw his name up every week.
That's okay.
But nonetheless, we got a lot of guys that are just, you know, at the top of their game. And so Tony Khan, our owner, has done a hell of a job of assembling this roster, much akin to the Browns. We have depth. We have players. And we have a lot of talent on this team. And I think the fans that show up tonight or watch us on TBS will see exactly that. It's a fun brand to follow, and these kids are just exciting as hell to watch.
I know a lot of people are excited about Bryan Danielson and CM Punk being on TV, being on your guys' pay-per-view. I got to ask you about Sting. He's 62. How is he still doing this?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
I agree with you. I was in part of Sting's career back when he was a Blade Runner and tag teaming with the Ultimate Warrior.
Yep.
He was always a giant pain in the ass to work with. Sting's performance a week or so ago was amazing. And how he can do what he does at his age, you got to use it sparingly. He doesn't have to, you know, he needs to be used accordingly to his age. But man, oh man, he's a phenomenon. And he's another guy that, you know, you don't see these things on TV, but, you know, he's one of our big leaders in the locker room. And a lot of these kids that he's wrestling with or grew up as kids, as fans of Sting. So it's an interesting blend that we have on our roster. But Sting's a phenomenon. I'm so happy that he's chosen AEW to apparently end his wrestling career, which I hope is no time soon. But he's never failed to deliver, even at 62 or 3.
Like, I'm just shocked, like, because I remember, like, the whole, like, winter is coming thing, and then Sting walks out there, and I'm like, man, he just turned 60. Like, what's he really going to be able to do? And then I'm watching Scorpion Death Drops and all the other stuff, going, oh, my God, he's still doing this. And with Darby Allin, it's been able to keep him fresh. That's been fantastic. I got to ask you, though, like, CM Punk, Bryan Danielson, Sting. I mean, these are guys who are really accomplished in the business. Are the young ones listening to them? Because there's a lot of experience there that they can learn from.
Oh, yeah, they're listening. And they're it's like parting through silk, man. It's pretty cool. our guys, we have a lot of real open-minded kids that want to be stars. And they're surrounded by stars who can give them leadership and pointers and all those good things. So, we have a very open-minded roster. We have a roster like Tony Khan. Tony Khan's a huge wrestling fan. And I think that we're doing the right thing. I think that people will see this show tonight. Big crowd, lively crowd, freezing weather, as I'm told. My fat ass ain't getting outside until I have to walk through the building. So that's a little bit eye-opening. But we're going to be fine, man. This brand is growing. And, you know, TBS is excited about us being on there and having wrestling on again. And when we can be the number one show on cable, it's a phenomenon. It's great. I never thought I would restart my career with a startup. But I believed in Tony Khan so strongly that I thought, well, this guy's got the money. He's got the financing. And he has a great eye for talent. And we're doing great, guys. We really are. We're happy to be in Cleveland. And Cleveland's always been a good wrestling town. Has since I remember, I was telling one of my buddies last night at dinner, the first time I remember coming to Cleveland was LeBron James' rookie year. He sat right behind Jerry Lawler and I on the show. Then he walked to his car with us after the show was over. So it's very memorable for me. That's where I connected. And then all of a sudden, about a week later, I got a pair of shoes from LeBron. And then about 6 weeks later, maybe less, I got a basketball. Didn't ask for any of it, but he was kind enough to treat us, and he was just a great fan and a good kid. I remember telling him, I said, brother, you're going to be so rich. You know, you enjoy this ride because it's nothing but if you work hard and stay out of trouble, the sky's the limit for you.
A lot of people will tell us the history of that. Like, not just with you and LeBron and Raw and everything like that, but going back to Ox Baker and the riot and the shows after the Indians game at Municipal with WCW and everything. We love wrestling here. JR, we love having you here. AEW Dynamite and Rampage tonight, Wolstein Center, CSU, starting tonight, 7 p.m. Of course, listen to JR on his podcast with Conrad Thompson. Grilling JR drops every week on Thursday mornings. Jim, we can't thank you enough for the time, my friend. Continued great health throughout 2022 and beyond. All the best to you and yours, and we look forward to talking to you again.
You bet, guys. Anytime. Appreciate you fellas a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Jim Ross, the great one, the voice of wrestling. Jim Ross, JR, joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Can I share a couple of thoughts just on wrestling when we come back? I mean, we'll do the Baseball Hall of Fame because I think the Baseball Hall of Fame is a tourist attraction for fans, and fans should get what they want. It's not baseball people. It's not football people. It's not basketball people who pay to go to see these things. It's fans, and I think they're being done a disservice. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.